Shut up!
Bitch, you talk too much. You talk too much. A bitch is a bitch.
Hey, what's up, you sexy bees? You guys know what time it is. It's time for the Bitter Black Bitch Show, and I'm your host, Miss V the Toy Lady. Oh, my goodness. Before we start this show, as we all know, I've been, because of James being on hiatus, I've only been doing an hour show, so if I go past hour, we still got time, but I have to make a very serious statement, and then we'll get into our program. I'm going to take a minute of silence for the victims in Orlando. Here at V's After Dark, you know, we love everyone as much as we joke about people, but in memory of them, I'm going to take a minute to of silence, and we will come back right after this moment of silence. Thank you. Our hearts go out to the families in Orlando, to the entire community down there, not just the LGBT, but everyone. And words can't describe how I feel. It has been such a horrific past couple of weeks that, you know, there's no words to describe, so I'm not going to focus on this. I am going to bitch a little bit about this, but I wanted to get that out before we went to our show. You guys, my prayers are with you. Whew. Now that I've gotten that out, you know, what I'm going to do is so that I can come back and really be in the right frame of mind, because how do you start bitching after a moment of silence? I'm going to play a song, and then when I come back, you know I'll be in a good mood.
Queen Nikki dominant, prominent. It's me, Jesse, and Ari. If they test me, they sorry. Riders up like a Harley, then pull off in this Ferrari. If he hanging, we banging. Phone ringing, he slanging. It ain't karaoke night, but get the mic, cause I'm singing. On beat to the
talk mad shit. I'm going to start off with families on vacation. It's sad that a two-year-old just lost their life in Florida. But when do we as parents, when the parents stop watching their children? And I know people are going to say, Ms. V, you shouldn't be ragging on these parents. They have just lost their child. You know what? I'm going to rag on them. And I'm going to rag on them for this reason, because I'm not a heartless individual. I am a parent. And what I will tell you is that when my children were 2 and 3 years old, I had my hand on them. I don't care where the hell we were at. I don't care if we were to swim the pool, but by water, oh, hell to the no. First of all, do you know that a child can drown in 1 inch of water? Plain and simple. That's how children drown in bathtubs. They don't drown because there's a tub full of water. They normally drown in less than an inch of water. The reason being is that all it takes is for that nose to get submerged. That's it. That's all it takes. So there is no way I would have my child playing even on the edge of a beach without me being right there with them. I just would not, a two-year-old. So for these parents, I am really, really sorry for your loss. And I hope and pray that one day you will look at this and you will understand why some of us out here are saying that we have a problem with this. As a parent, we do. I am not unsympathetic. No one wants to lose a child. But we've got to start keeping a better hold on our children. From what I heard, and I only go by what I've heard in the news media, that this is a family with 5 children, the oldest 12, and this 2-year-old was next to the youngest. Therefore, why was this 2-year-old not in the playpen with the other child? My children are stair steps, and for anybody who don't know what stair steps are, my children are 14 months apart. I had leashes on them, literally. And I didn't have time to go in panic mode because I always knew where they were. If they were out of my sight, even on the leash, I'm like pulling, yo, where the hell you at? Because I wanted to know. And I'm pulling them back to me because they had a long enough where they could walk away, but not so far where they could get so far away where I wasn't going to feel them. I'm not going to harp on this, but I just had to say something about this because it's one of these things where I'm not going to sugarcoat it. I'm not going to apologize for the way I feel. I'm not going to apologize for what I'm saying. What I'm going to say is that I'm not going to be unsympathetic and say that I don't care. I do care. But I do want these parents to understand that there comes a time when you have got to take responsibility. And I know that these parents are devastated. I'm not going to say that they aren't. But at the end of the day, this is Florida. There is a reason why some people don't go to Florida. Just saying. There's a reason. With that said, oh, and I got stuff wrote down, y'all, so I'm trying to fill up our hour to make sure that I cover everything. My next thing I'm going to cover is the weather. I don't know what the weather is where you people are, but I had to literally talked to our weatherman today, and I don't mean I talked to him on Facebook. I talked to him in person. He was at the TV station. We have Plaza Days at the local TV station. And for anybody who wants to know, I'm in Detroit. And Channel 4, which is an NBC affiliate, has on Wednesdays, one Wednesday a month, they have typical Detroit Plaza Days. And when they have these Plaza Days, they have food trucks out there and music and the TV personalities come out there, and the weatherman came out there, and I had to talk to him. Because, see, for the past week, we have been promised rain. We got threatened with rain this morning. They said, oh, it's going to storm by 8 o'clock. Oh, it's going to storm by this time. Then they said it's going to storm this evening. I can tell you right now, it is hot and motherfucking humid. I have asthma and bronchitis. This is not the shit I want to feel. I'm trying my best not to give DTE Energy any more money than I have to. But you motherfuckers are making it hard. I'm so tired of the weather. You know, if you're going to tease me and tell me I'm going to get rain, I don't want something I can barely touch. I want it to rain. I want it to rain to the point where I said, damn, I don't want to go out in that shit. I had my I've had a new drain put in my backyard for the rain. I have done things to prepare for the rain. I have not gotten rain. I have grass seeds that will not germinate because we have not gotten rain. Oh, I am so motherfucking tired. I need motherfucking rain. Oh, and just so you guys know, we're going to have a lot of music during this because I want to make sure that I space this out. Oh, and we do still have a Dear White People. So don't think I forgot about y'all because we still will be having Dear White People. But what I'm going to do is I'm a bitch little and I'm going to play some music. I'm a bitch little, play some music. So I can get our hour in. I don't like the way that my voice sounds. For anybody who says that they think I do not get off on the sound of my voice. So y'all are going to get a lot of music. Because I can handle music. What I cannot handle is the sound of my voice for 2 hours. So that's why you guys are only getting an hour show. James, if you're listening, we want you back. Please, we want you back. I'm just saying. But the weather. Like I said, let me check the current weather because this is how pissed I am. And this is like totally... fucked up. And then when I say totally fucked up, this weather is got me twisted. I can't get my grass seeds to grow. Now, I'm supposed to be trying to get grass. What am I getting? Bare spots. Bare naked motherfucking spots. I don't like bare spots. Other people might like bare spots. I don't like bare spots. I'm letting the whole world know. I don't want bare spots. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to try to pull up the weather. So I can tell you guys how much I don't like bare spots. I hate bare spots so much that I hate them. Okay, let's see. Let me pull up the weather for my local TV station because y'all just don't understand how miserable I am and how tired I am and how I want it to rain. My front yard looks like shit. Literally, it looks like shit. Again, y'all might think that I'm being funny. I'm not being funny. This shit is crazy. I do not like it when I don't get what I want. And all these songs that we're going to play tonight, just so y'all know, are going to be like, up-tempo songs. We're not going to be doing any sad motherfucking love songs, and this is not the show that I feel like being freaky on. Just telling y'all. I know. Oh, by the way, the chat room is open. You guys can always chat with me. Always. But I'm trying to, you know, I hate the internet also. When I say I hate it, I'm going to play a song that you guys are probably familiar with because we're going to, it's one of our theme songs. It's mixed with a different one, and we're going to get it remixed again so that it sounds better because it sounds crappy. I'm trying to get the weather for you guys. So if y'all are trying to figure out what I'm doing, I'm multitasking. I'm trying to pull up the weather because I'm hot. I'm sitting here sweating. I'm pulling up the damn weather because this is how much I'm so tired of this weather. I have to let you guys know. This is shitty weather. Mm. Oh. So, like, the weather is, like, so not the way I want it. And, okay. So you got what you wanted. So, I agree. My super phone is asking me questions. So this is what you guys are hearing me doing. I'm, like, giving my phone what it wants. So I'm trying to get into this damn weather app so I could tell y'all how miserable I am right now. It's hot. It's hot. I don't like it. And I can't get rain worth nothing. Now, I'm looking at this stupid thing. Okay, let's see if it's going to give me what I want. Because I want to know what the weather is where I'm at. Okay, where I'm at, there's no rain. It don't even look like no rain coming. It's raining north of me. Far north of me. But it's just not raining near me. So let's see what it's going to say for today. Let's see. My phone's trying to get the temperature for me. Really smart phone, huh? And for whatever reason, we have no temperature. So this is the shit I'm talking about. More shit to irk me. it's not giving me what I bought. So let's see. Can I get back to the live radar again? Live radar. No rain near me. This is when you really want to beat the shit out of, like, you're a newscaster, and he's cute. Our local newscaster. Oh, his name is Andrew Humphrey. He is cute. And we got a chance. We were talking about the Prince concert last year. Because we, for anybody who don't know, I went and saw Prince when he was here in Detroit. And we were saying how we were so glad we got a chance to see that concert and how we were able to pull out our phones and do the videos. So, it was, you know, it's kind of cool when you talk to somebody who was at the concert, especially a newscaster, because he was just like, oh, he's not bad on the eyes at all. Yes, I mean, Mary, but you could tell that he was a little, but he was red. You could tell he had his makeup on because his blush was a little bit more red on the other side. But that's all right because we know that they wear makeup, and they don't wear makeup for a living. It's part of, for anybody who's ever been under them lights, if you don't have that makeup on, you will really get dried out. So if I didn't know that, I would be like, oh, he said on makeup. But everybody wears makeup now. Everybody, it seems like. I mean, I haven't met too many dudes lately that, well, my man don't wear makeup. If he started wearing makeup, we might have some problems. I ain't gonna lie to y'all. We might have some problems. But, no, he doesn't wear makeup. But definitely there are people who do. And our local weather people, because we have men and women here that do the weather. And they wear makeup. And like I said, I know it's hot in them studios. Hell, right now it's hot in my house. Okay, this is the weather right now. According to my local TV station, click on Detroit. Y'all go to their website. They said it's 84 degrees, but it feels like it's 87. The humidity is 58%. In other words, it's muggy as hell. And I actually have my windows open. But I did take my allergy medicine, so that's kind of really helping me out. But now, they're, according to them, it should be 79. They lied. They lied. Because it is after 7 p.m. and it is still in the fucking 80s. So, again, this is why me and my local TV station are having it out, because I feel like so slighted, you know. I've never been so let down by the weather. Our weathermen here in Detroit have not been on point lately. And I just really am so disappointed with them. I'm so pissed that I don't even know what to do. And then my computer is like, you know, apparently Pookie got a hold of the damn crack pipe again. But, okay, I said I was going to play something upbeat, and this is not what I wanted. How did you get to this? Because this is not where I came down to. These are, oh, so, yeah, I did say, but I ain't going to do that, because that's like a little depressing. So let me get back up to something else. Yeah, I got time to burn. Some of this we're gonna have our producer take off so that we don't have as much stuff on here. Well, I'm downloading and pull it off. Oh, damn! Like I know I have more stuff on here and I can't get all the way up to the A. Okay, so we will be back. After this.
My anaconda don't. My anaconda don't. My anaconda don't want none unless you got buns, hun.
Boy, Toy named Troy used to live in Detroit. Big dope, stealing money. He was getting some coin. Was in shootouts with the Lord, but he lived in a palace. Bought me Alexander McQueen. He was keeping me stylish. Now that's real. Gun in my purse, bitch, I came just to kill. Who wanna go first? I had him pushing down.
And I'm back. I know y'all like, she ain't gone yet. No, I'm not gone yet. But what I am going to do is that next topic. I got to say this shit because I'm so tired. Enough of fucking Kim Kardashian. Why does she feel the need to let us know how much weight she lost after having baby number two? Let's keep it real. And I'm going to say this because I'm so tired of celebrities acting like, oh, I did something that nobody else can do. No, what you did was have a personal fucking trainer that kept you in the gym day in and day out that you chose to go with, that you can afford to have. You're probably paying over $1,000 a week for a personal trainer, somebody who's getting you in shape and having you eat the right stuff and everything else. Let's keep it real. You know, we're not talking about somebody who is not doing this. We're talking about someone who is making it a point to let everyone know that she can afford to do this. I mean, these people fly on private jets. They, you know, enough. First of all, what is her talent other than fucking? And I'm just saying, what is her talent other than fucking? Because this is the only talent that she really has, which is fucking. Her talent isn't anything magnificent. You know, she's not an extremely tall woman. You know, so for model size, she's not 5'9". 5'7", 5'8", you know. Let's remember this. You know, we're not talking about a woman who is model height, you know. And these are the things that sometimes we forget that, you know, she's more of a urban model. You know, if it weren't for the fact that her mom was pimping her ass out, and let's keep it real, I mean, her mom has pimped her out immensely. I mean, shit. Sometimes I wish my mom was a good pimp. But I ain't trying to be out there like that. You know, I can tell you that I'm tired. I'm so tired of this witch. I'm tired of, you know, seeing her. When is she having time to be a parent? You know, what does she do other than this? Because I understand that she's a businesswoman. Let's get this clear. I'm not knocking her being a businesswoman by no means. But what I'm saying is that when are you going to take time out from this public spotlight and be a parent? I think that this is part of the problem with our society and the things that are going on, that these celebrities, and not all of them, but quite a few of the celebrities are forgetting what's important. And to me, before anything else, family is what's important. You know, it's not about how many selfies you can take or how many news shots you can take or how many times you can be out there. Family is first. And for anybody who watches me, you see that I do things with my daughter. I am very proud of my daughter. You guys see all sides of me. You see straight up real Miss V. You guys see straight up Roman's V a lot lately. You guys see, you know, me with my daughter. You see me when I'm out in public. You see me when I'm having fun. I haven't gone back on Facebook Live. I apologize to you guys. I will be back on Facebook Live, you know. I'm going to be doing a lot of Facebook Live when I'm on my hiatus. And remember, we have 2 more weeks and we go on hiatus. We have 2 more shows, I believe, after this one. And then we will be on hiatus for a month, which is something that we haven't done. So I want everybody to understand that, you know, we're not leaving you. We're going to have shows playing and everything. You just will not have us yet. After this week, we have 2 more shows. The 29th will be the last for the Black Bitch. Excuse me. July 1st will be our very last show for a month. We will not be back until the first full week of August. So our first show back will be August 3rd. So you guys are going to really have a full month of us not being on the air, which is something that I haven't done. It may extend into September, but definitely July, we will be off the air. You know, like I said, there will be shows. We've got 2 more shows after tonight's show. You know, it's actually kind of weird because I'm looking forward to this. I mean, I've never, you know, normally I'm taking off because I'm going to Vegas or we're doing different things. And the fact that I'm taking off to take off is such a damn good feeling. I don't even know how the hell to deal with it, to be honest. You know, so. But believe me, I'm going to enjoy it. Let's keep this real. Going to enjoy it. But it is a strange thing to leave you guys and to be leaving you because we're literally taking that break to where we'll be doing a revamp in the station. V's After Dark, the V's After Dark website will be revamped. V's After Dark Radio should have its website going up during that time frame. It's going to be so much going on that it's going to be kind of strange to be working but not be on the air because I've been with you guys for almost 3 years now. So you guys are my extended family, and, you know, I am going to miss you. Let's keep it real. I'm going to miss you, and we're going to be going through all this fabulous stuff with me missing you. And but you will still be able to catch me on Twitter. I'm not disappearing from Twitter. I'm not disappearing from social media. I will probably be doing more FaceTime with people and just really putting it out there. You guys may get a chance to see a surprise or something. I'm going to see a few friends. I get to see them actually on vacation. So it's going to be nice to be able to try to go some places while we're off the air where I'm not going to be so concerned where I got to get back on the air or the different things. Something that we didn't do last year, and I was doing a lot of traveling last year. So this is something that you guys are going to get a chance to. This will be a difference for you guys. And plus, when we come back, we're looking at probably new programming with some different shows coming up and different ways to contact us. You know, Facebook will be blown up. God, I'm hot. I'm really burning up in here. So I got to go with my next bitch. I did not want to make this at the beginning. I didn't want to make it at the end. I think this is perfect place for it. Terrorists. Back in reference to Oklahoma, I'm, you know, we live around terrorists, and I think that we are using this word, you know, very lightly, in my opinion. I think that for political reasons, people are trying to make this political versus for what it is. This is an act of terror that happened. This was done to impose harm and fear into us. And I was just talking to a gentleman today, and he's going to go to Pakistan for 2 months. And, you know, I told him, I was like, make sure you be safe. And he has a family, and his mother is going, his son is going. He's like only 6 years old, and he's going to be there for 2 months. And we were talking about fear and everything, and we were saying how you really can't be afraid of anything. And I do like the fact that these different places are having what they're calling active shooter training, because the one thing the terrorists look for is for us to cower away. And I guess this is why, you know, I am all for fence training and what they call active shooter training and these different trainings that are being put out there, because you never know when or where it could happen. And, you know, growing up, when I was growing up, we were so focused on the nuclear bomb, and that was, like, our biggest fear. I don't know if they still talk about that in schools now, but, like, our biggest fear was the nuclear bomb, and every school had some type of bomb shelter or some type of shelter, and we did these drills. And I never forget, every month we did these drills, and we had to go out into the hallway, and we were in the hallway, and we had our heads down. We were like in crouch position, heads down by our knees, you know, arms covering our heads. And this was a case of a bomb, and there was also tornado drills. And these are the things that we have truly, truly, and I'm going to say this, I don't have children at school, so I don't know what they do, but I can say even at my job, the job that I have in the daytime, we have drills for. We have fire drills, but we don't have anything for active shooter. And we've had training, but we haven't had any drills for. We haven't had any drills for if a tornado hits. And I think these are the things that we kind of forget about, because as adults, I think we forget that it can strike any place or anywhere. You know, being at home does not necessarily make you safe. That also doesn't make you fearful. But what it does do, it should make you more aware. And I say this because the terrorists get what they want. They want the fear. And it's up to us to not let them have fear. I'm just saying. I am, as usual, multitasking. So for y'all, you know when you hear me pausing and I'm doing stuff, I'm texting. Because we all know that I like to multitask. I don't think I could go a show without multitasking. Woo, I'm hot. I'm still mad about this weather. And I refuse to cut my ear on. I'm going to try to suffer through this. But I can't. I could tell you guys, I'm almost through the sex. I'm getting a headache from this heat. And it's one of those things where at times we are so in fear and so looking at things to be afraid of that we forget what we should be thankful for. And the things that we should be thankful for is that we did wake up in the morning, that we are very, 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 very blessed to have places to go, places to see. And I talk to my mother every day. I mean, if my mother were to leave this earth today, I could tell you that My last words to her were, I love you. That's just what we do. We forget how to use that card, I mean that word. We forget that it's important to let the people that you love know it. And when it becomes a routine, you don't have that ill feeling. And I can tell you that when I go to sleep at night, I sleep very well because my family knows that I love them. And just to see the fear that people had and the things that were going on, and to see that there's so much hate out here from all sides. I'm not just talking about people going after people, but I'm just saying in general. There's so much going on that people are putting terror in different people for different reasons. It doesn't have to be a killing. People are threatening people. People are intimidating people. People are trying to be, we have, you know, a bully is a terrorist. And I'm saying this because we really need to get into this anti-bullying that people don't like to discuss. But if you are a bully or you know a bully, they are a terrorist. And I think when we start calling people for what they are, bullies are terrorists, terrorists are bullies. And either way, they're bullies for that simple reason. And it just has to stop. It just has to stop. And with that, you guys, when I told y'all we're going to have more music, y'all going to think that this is a music show versus anything else. But, I'm not happy with some of the stuff on Blog Talk, though. And while I'm doing this, I'm just, like, in our chat room. So it's, like, the songs that I'm trying to get and having the right screen pulled up at the right time and everything. So the, I mean, if you guys saw my switchboard, I'd be like, damn. Yeah, we got a lot on here. Some of this we're going to get pulled, you know. I like that we have our sound effects for this. Be like, okay, sometimes I think we have a little bit too many at times. But when we get our producer back, then we know that we'll be okay. You know, because he knows how to work all this, you know. We'd be like, okay, we got it, we good. Right now, there's so much stuff on here that it's like, when you look at something else, you're like, what? Where is it? And like I said, I'm not going to play any freaky music, but I am going to play, let's see. No, we're not going to play that. That's not long. No. I'm trying to give y'all long music. Don't want that. Definitely don't want that. But we will play this.
But don't show it. The reason that you're cool is cause you're from the old school and they know it.
I am back. I know y'all like wish you would have stayed on, but yeah. I would tell you we are having some technical difficulties here. Don't ask me what's going on. I say technical difficulties all the way around because there was some music that we wanted to play and we can't find it. It's just like, if you name it, it's going there. You know, and it's like, well, you know, we very seldom have like these type of problems. So I'm like having major issues today. And that's not something I normally have to deal with. I don't normally have this. And I'm like, I'm not understanding why some of these problems we're having. So I'm going to keep on. I've got so much to bitch about. And now I'm having like a fucking asthma attack. So, you know, I'm losing my mind. Because that's not what I need to be having right now. And for anybody who don't understand, and it's not a bad asthma attack. So when people say, oh, Ms. G, you know, can't believe you're having an asthma attack, you know. No, it's not that type. It's one of those things, the way that my asthma goes, that it's really weird, and it's also strange how it goes, because when you have asthma the way that I have it, mine is brought on by humidity, so it's like, what the fuck? You know, and it's always one of those things where when you are feeling like this, you don't know how to deal with it and how to, I don't know, I guess when I say you don't know how to deal with it, it's, you don't know how to, you know, really get past some of the things that you're going through with it, because it's one of those things that you're like, are you kidding me? And why? So when you don't know why, it's always a big question. And I think that's what a lot of times we don't understand, is the why that goes with it. So that's why when I say that sometimes I don't understand, or I'm having an asthma attack, I'm going through something, this is why. Because it's just like, are you freaking kidding me? And, oh my God, it's hot. You know, oh my goodness. And now, you guys might hear a song, which I didn't mean for it to play like this. So if it plays, I'm going to apologize, because I actually wanted it to be saved someplace. And I wanted to be saved as a certain way, and it's not saving. So I have to apologize for that. Because that's not the way I want you guys to get it. I was going to upload it. And that was going to be our next song. Okay. So, but you guys are getting this, like, this whole, you know, I'm trying to get this to stop. And naturally, as we all know, when I want something to do something, it don't never go the way I want it. Never. Okay. Really not going the way I want this. So can we get this? Okay, so we got that going. So I know y'all are like, Ms. V, but that's not what I wanted. Not what I kind of wanted. Didn't get what I wanted. Is what it is. I think sometimes because of the way I have certain things set up, it kind of backfires on me and I don't always realize. So that's more on me than anything else. As I say, some of the things we have to deal with, the beauty of this industry and this business. Okay, I've got another bitch. This bitch is a bitch that I'm sure that a lot of you can relate to. And if you can't, when I get through, you will. I don't know how many of you guys drive, but I drive on a regular. day in, day out, I drive. And I'm going to tell you something, that the one thing that I cannot stand, and I've had it happen on more than one occasion this week, is people who don't use their signals, and people who don't look when they're I'm coming over. I live, you know, and I know that you guys hear me say it all the time, but I live in Detroit, and we are the Motor City. So, you know, we think that no one, you know, we will tell you in a heartbeat, don't nobody know how to drive with us. You know, I stand by that. We think that everybody else are idiots. You know, we don't comprehend rush hour. You know, you guys who sit in rush hour for 2 and 3 hours, we'd be like, oh, that shit is crazy. We would kill somebody. Our road rage is us sitting in any place for more than 10, 20 minutes. You know, we just lose it. That is rush hour for us. This stop and go for hours on end that, you know, we see people and we'd be like, oh, they, you know, they said, oh, well, we were set in traffic for 2 hours and it took me 3 hours to get home. We don't comprehend that shit. 3 hours to get home? Are you fucking kidding me? You know, didn't that take me those 3 hours to get home? You know, that's grounds to get killed. You know, but then that also explains why other parts of the country, why people are the size they are. And I'm not, and I'm going to say, if I had to spend 3 hours in traffic, I'm going to keep it real, and I had a man at home waiting on me, he'd probably be having McDonald's. He'd probably think my middle name was, we would have stock in McDonald's. And with the stock in McDonald's, we would go up to McDonald's and be like, yeah, we want this. Or Burger King or something. Because I can't see sitting in traffic that long. I just can't. I'm not even going to sit here and lie about it. I don't comprehend. You know, sitting in traffic that amount of time, I think that that's preposterous, and I think that it's stupid. I don't think that anyone should sit in traffic that long. I mean, honest. You know, I'm being very honest on that one. Not sugarcoating it. I don't think anybody should ever sit in traffic for more than 30 minutes. And y'all might call it preposterous or crazy, but I have a problem with motherfuckers not using turn signals. You know, there's a reason why they created turn signals. It's so the people would know that you're trying to get into another lane. When you just hop your ass in front of me, you know, that's just like ground to me to just like stop you. Oh, God. Hot. Yeah, I'm still bitching about this weather. Oh, okay. Back to the shit that I was saying. Now, people, learn how to fucking use a turn signal. You know, I'm going to be honest. If you don't learn how to use a turn signal, it's going to be a world of problems for a lot of people. Because it's just ridiculous. I don't comprehend why, you know, people do the things that they do. I don't comprehend a whole lot of stuff. But what I would tell you is that it's some bullshit sometimes. And, oh, my God. It's crazy. And when people sit there and think that it's okay for some of this shit or that whatever it is, I just be like, no, straight up crazy. I just have a straight up problem with it. I think that there are some things that you just should be done with. And if you don't know how to fucking change lanes to use a signal, don't fucking be on the freeway with me. I'm being real honest. Real honest. And if y'all think that I'm crazy, y'all just don't know. Let's see. See if I can do this. I'm trying to do something for you guys, and y'all just don't realize it's so hard. because sometimes when I try to do stuff, I don't always get what I want. And that is the funny part, because I don't always get what I want. And that is not what I wanted. So let's see if I can do it this way. Now, for those of y'all who are trying to figure out what I'm doing, don't. Because you'll never figure it out. Because this is just more of my nonsense that I'm doing. And this is just one of those where, you know, oh, I got what I wanted. So that's what I wanted. So you guys are going to actually, that's not what I wanted. This is what I wanted. Damn. Okay, at least I knew what I wanted. So I kind of fucked up. It didn't download what I wanted. And you guys are going to get a treat. Y'all just don't know. Y'all are going to get a treat. And it's going to be cool. Because I'm going to actually, if I get what I want, let's see, can I have what I want? Okay. So I'm giving this thing permission to do what it wants to do. In the meantime, y'all going to get a treat. And we're going to actually go more than an hour tonight, which is, like, really strange, but I'm going to give some guys that I don't normally give you. So this is going to be, like, really cool. Because y'all know that I don't normally do this. So it's going to be cool for me because I'm going to get what I want. So we're going to see if I'm trying to do work, because if it does, then we're going to have a whole lot of fun. Oh, yeah, that's going to be cool, because you guys are going to actually be, yeah, for a treat. And that's something that you don't normally get from me, something that is new and hip, and that I think you guys would like. And like I said, I thought I wasn't going to go more than an hour. But I don't like cheating you guys. I really don't. This is one thing I don't like doing. So you're in for a treat because of hopefully this will upload where I wanted to. Because we still have, you know, we still have, damn, one more topic after this. So, you know, I really want to kind of give you guys a treat. And I want you to get what you want and be able to say, like, damn, yeah, that's ours. You know, and I think that, wow. I did not realize I didn't have this way. But it's always interesting for you guys who don't know. The music that we get, we try to, you know, we always do everything the right way. And if you've never, ever tried to make sure that you had your music and everything right, you'd be like, oh, what the fuck? So that's what we're going through now, is the what the fuck phase of this. Because I want to give you guys something really special. And once this gets uploaded, then you guys will be able to actually hear like a mellow inside of me. So I'm like really into this I guess the best way to say it is that I'm trying to get you guys to hear what I'm going to talk about. And plus, I think once you guys hear this song, you'll be like, okay, now we know why she's running them off so much, because she just had to have this. And that is the case. I really, really had to have this. And I hope you guys enjoy it once I finish loading as much as I do, you know. And damn, I do not want to do Dear White People before this. I'm going to be honest. I'm going to be real honest. I don't want to do Dear White People before this song, because I think that, you know, sometimes, okay, Ken, that's what I was looking for. I'm trying to get everything like up and going for you guys. So a lot of times that when you're hearing me do stuff and I'm like multitasking, you just don't realize that I'm truly doing like 5 million things at once. But another thing that I have to bitch about is, oh my God, when are people going to learn that when you go to the grocery store, especially the fruit market? I realized I was at the fruit market this weekend, and it never amazes me. I'll take it back. I have gotten amazed. I have gotten so amazed with what people do in the fruit market that I wish I could, like, do a video. And I know people will say, why would I want to do it? But it's just, like, I think doing a video would be crazy, because I don't think people really understand how crazy some of this shit is that people be doing. Like, we were in there, and I was by myself, and I, like to have, like, fresh fruits and vegetables. And it was funny because this man was walking around. He was from one of the Middle Eastern countries, and he was walking around. He looked at me, and then, like, his son was with him, and it was almost like they were having lunch in the fruit market, because it was only certain fruits they were eating. And it wasn't all of the fruits. But it was like, okay, we have this fruit. Like, son, you know, have this fruit. No, I don't have that. Have this. We got to have lunch today. You know, I was like feeling like I was watching my unit on like a love spree. Because I swear, it was nothing they didn't try. And they tried more than one. You know, it wasn't like, oh, well, we're going to try this one. But my whole thing is that we all know, I can't speak for nobody else, I know that when I go to the market, I try the fruits and vegetables. I don't know anybody who doesn't. But what I can tell you is that I don't try to be sneaky about it. Because most fruit markets, believe it or not, at least the fruit markets where I live, have out samples. And when I say they have out samples, they have it where, you know, they'll actually cut the fruit ahead of time. And they make sure that they have fruit for people to try so that people don't have to do that. You know, and if you take two or three, they don't care. That's what they're there for. They're trying to get your money. They want you to send your money up in there and try the fruit. But I don't think they want people to sneak and do it. I'm just saying, I thought it was quite funny, because it was like, damn, you know, what are you teaching your son? And that's the way I looked at it. You know, now maybe somebody else would see it different, but I just saw it like that because it didn't seem like that he was teaching him, you know, that you're trying this to see if it's okay. It was almost like he was teaching him to steal. Because the way he was doing it, he just looked sneaky. I don't know, maybe it's me. He just looked sneaky to me. You know, he didn't look like the person that was testing the fruit. He looked like he was there to really eat the fruit. And he was not a big man, so I'm not talking about size of people. I'm just saying that he appeared to be more so that than anything else. I could be wrong. That's just the way I saw it. And that doesn't mean I'm stereotyping. It doesn't mean anything else. Because all cultures do it. It just happened to be that He just seemed like he was, I don't know, it just didn't seem savory to me. It was just the way that it appeared. And he may not have been up to anything. He just appeared like he was up to some shadiness. Oh, and I got a bitch about another thing. Now, everybody knows that I'm not afraid to go to the doctor. I think health insurance is a wonderful thing, and I utilize my health insurance because I pay for it every month. But I will tell you that I think doctors get off on inflicting pain. When I say I think they get off on inflicting pain, because I really think that my doctor wants to make me hurt. Now, I went, and he gave me a shot, and he told me, well, we're just going to make sure we make you get through the summer. What doctor says that? So he gives me a shot so I can make it through the summer? Now, granted, I got to go back and see him in another month to get another shot. I think that this is what doctors do, and I'm having a problem with it because I feel like my doctor, I feel like I'm paying him to torture me. I really do. I don't feel like I'm paying him to take care of me. I feel like I'm paying him to torture me. Oh, my goodness. I really am lost for words, and I'm trying to really get this going. And if y'all only knew what I was trying, what I'm waiting on. I'm waiting on this song to upload for you guys. Y'all really, if y'all don't know, this is what I do. Normally this would have been done earlier, but naturally I was, what did I do when I got off work? I can't even remember. Oh, but I could tell you, let's see. Oh, so I'm still uploading. I think it's got a spot. So I know it has a spot, and I know that it's taking its time to upload. So in the meantime, I guess what I'll try to do is, I'll show y'all something different. Let's see. What do I want to tell you guys? Okay. Because I'm going to tell y'all something. And it's obvious that I need to say something because I'm not liking the sound of my voice. And I gave y'all this, and I gave y'all that. I need to give you what you want, which is not to hear my crazy voice. Okay, I'm going to go old school on you guys. And we will be back in. Maybe not. Okay. So, let's listen to a little bit of Super Uncle Old School, and we'll be back.
It's up to you what you're
Hey, you guys, I am back. And you know what? I'm going to just get to it because it looks like our music is going to have a while loading up. But I'm not going to hold you guys up, and we're going to go to Dear White People. This is going to be a quick Dear White People, but I got to get this one out. Dear White People, I just, you know, I got to put this out there. There are some things you guys have got to quit doing. All of us are not stupid. I'm just keeping it real. You know, I get so tired of people thinking that, I don't know, I'm tired. I'm so tired. So I'm just like, I'm putting it out here, dear white people, quit thinking that black people are idiots and definitely quit being cyberbullies because it is grounds to get hurt. I've been lucky this week. I haven't had a whole lot of encounters, but I'm going to say you guys have got to stop it, and it's time to grow up. Part of what we're going through right now is this bullying that we do. So with that said, I'm going to close this show out. We have done very well. We went more than an hour. And so that I don't start hacking in you guys' ears, come back tomorrow night for Ask Miss V Sports with your host, James Acevedo. And come back Friday night for It's All About Sex, Sex, and More Sex, where we will be talking about sex from 10 p.m. to midnight on Friday. In the meantime, you guys have a great evening, and I will be back tomorrow with James Acevedo. Good night.